trying to figure out what it was that changed my life in the last year. It wasn't one big event. It was the fact that I took steps to bring the good to me. I'm going to talk more about an attitude of abundance. Talk about some rock stars, secret visualization, bigger picture. And GIGO, what does that mean? GIGO, GIGO, GIGO. I love my life. I love my life, and I don't care who knows it. I'll tell anybody who looks like they're even slightly interested in what I have to say. My name is Michael Davis. I've lost a lot of weight. Gone from a size 44 waist down to a size 36 waist, and probably less than that right now. Lowered my blood pressure. I've improved my attitude. You know, my whole life has changed. All at the age of 52. I'm 52 now. This is technically my 53rd year. And it's going to be the best year of my life, probably. It really is. Starting to slow down. Sorry, I may not have a lot of energy in my voice. I'm on the inbound leg of my Lake Fayetteville trek today. I'm in the woods. Just passed over the spillway, which is slowed down to a trickle. Took a picture of that. Probably post it with this episode. Went over that bridge and through Veterans Park. There's a lot of human beings out today. A lot of people. There's the first day without rain this week. Of course, I think every day is beautiful here. But the park's full of people playing games, sitting around a table, playing the playground. As usual, there's a bunch of people just sitting in their cars for some reason. And a lot more people on the trail. Of course, when you go by a parking lot, that's where you're going to see most people. I mean, that's where people come in and out. If you're not going 5 miles or more, multiple trips around, a lot of cyclists do. Some runners probably. And you're going to go out and come back. So you're always going to see more people near a parking area. Just a little medical report here. A physical training department. I don't have a full-time physical trainer, but boy, it would be nice on days like today. Why? Because my knee's giving me some trouble. Yeah, I've got some pain, actual pain, not just discomfort, but a little pain now and then. Not planning to make this thing a regular activity until I really hear from the doctor, but I wanted to come out today because it's been a long time. But I'm on the way back. I've already walked, I don't know, a lot of miles. I haven't really been paying that much attention to it. Probably four miles so far. So yeah, I'm feeling it. But I did, you know, surprisingly, considering that I've been out for so long, it's amazing that I did most of the things I think I'm supposed to do. Did my dynamic stretching. A glass of water before I left, had my pre-workout shake, got a bottle of water in the car when I get back there. You know, I went to the gym earlier this week, and the reason I go is I want to use a stationary bike because it's two reasons, actually. One, it's easier on my knee. And the other reason is it's easier to do what they call high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. This is one of those secrets that helps you live a longer life. Several times a week, do high intensity interval training. It's going to be something that, you know, gets you to a point where you can't speak. So obviously, I mean, where it's difficult to talk because you're breathing so hard, but it's So obviously I'm not going to do a podcast while I'm doing that, but I got to do it anyway. I want to live as long as I can. That's one of the keys. So I got to get in the habit of that and work that into my schedule somehow. Again, it would be great if I had unlimited resources and I could have a stationary bike, an actual real road bike. Most of those things would be good right now. So I went to the gym, and of course they have no stationary bikes there. They have spin classes, and that's probably full of stationary bicycles of some kind. But, and you know, maybe I could find out if I could actually go in that room when they're not having a class or something. But no stationary bikes in the actual gym, which is a shame. So I used a sitting elliptical machine instead. And, you know, I was able to sort of get my heart rate up over 100. I don't know. I entered some numbers and they guesstimated my target heart rate at 120 for the workout. Anyway, got me going. I think my blood pressure is a little better this week. Anyway, enough about that. I talked last time about, introduced the topic of an attitude of abundance. Which is to say, recognizing the blessings you have in your life. I start each day as a beautiful day. I start each day and end each day just loving my life. Why? Because I choose to love my life. I recognize, because of things I've been through, things I recognize, other people less advantaged than I am with difficulties that I'm thankful I don't have. Personal experience I've had. And being in those situations, being alone, being without a job, all of these things. Every once in a while, a song will come in my head from years past and I'll bring it up and play it on YouTube. And one of those songs was a song by Warrant called Heaven Isn't Too Far Away. Maybe just called Heaven. That's how the chorus goes. Heaven isn't too far away. And the lead singer's name was Janie Lane. Well, they also had, I mean, I remember I actually saw Warrant back in, blah, 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 many years ago. They have a song called Uncle Tom's Cabin. It has nothing to do with the actual novel. But I wondered, as they often do, is this person Southern? So I looked up Janie Lane, lead singer and songwriter. I think it's Janie, J-A-N-I. Maybe it's Yanni, Johnny. I don't know. I'm going to call him Janie. So a boy named Janie. Now he's from Ohio, Akron, Ohio. And he died. He's dead. He was born 2 years before I was. So had he lived, he'd be 54 today, died at the age of 47. Died of alcohol poisoning. Janie Lane, I think his last name is Lane. I don't know, Janie something. So there you go. Here's a guy, you know, he was probably an addict. Not many people die of alcohol poisoning. Because you have to drink an awful lot. You have to consume an awful lot of alcohol in a short period of time in order to die. So, I don't know. Might have had a really good attitude about life, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. And I think people who, probably people listening right now who have been in recovery from addiction, from alcohol or something else, and you know what a blessing that is. You know what it's like, and so probably his life wasn't as good as it was depicted in 80s and 90s video on MTV or wherever they might have been played. Talented, very talented guy, gifted, had a great gift from God, not only to have the ability to sing and write songs like he did, but to have the opportunity to share that with so many people. Two of their albums sold 10 million copies. Made me think about another guy, and I remember distinctly being in Austin, Texas in 1994 when a man named Kurt Cobain died. He was born 1 year later than me, but he died much earlier in life. Very emphatically took his own life by shooting himself in the head with a shotgun, and that guy hated life. He sold millions and millions and millions of records, wrote great songs, obviously, you know, sang, played guitar, toured the world, blessings, abundance. And, you know, he probably didn't recognize that. I'm guessing he was very depressed. Just a couple of examples. Now, I can realize I'm not a rock star, you know? I mean, I'm not a great singer, songwriter, nothing like that. Have my gifts, modest as they are. But I recognize them for what they are. I recognize my blessings, and that's the only difference, really. It's not what you objectively have, you know, what the media thinks we ought to have, you know, all the information we have in our lives these days. Whatever you have, the reality of it, you know. Recognize the blessings. And I think life will get better. I really do. Now, one of the reasons that this might be the case is a concept called visualization that appeared in the movie and book called The Secret a few years ago. Very popular book, very popular movie. And people were talking about it in all kinds of ways. It wasn't a secret at all, of course. I mean, even in the movie, they are, you know, I didn't actually read the book, but the movie, you know, talked about finding this secret in an old volume somewhere, you know, as if it had been forgotten for years and years and years. Hadn't been forgotten. In fact, you know, self-help success coaches have been using it constantly, all the time. And these are the people that were in the movie talking about it. You know? So Jack Canfield, you know, he'd been doing that for, you know, probably 40 years when he came on there. So anyway, it's a big joke that it says the secret, but it's not really a secret. It is the idea that if you visualize something, it will come true. And I think to some extent this is true. You know, I'm a man of faith, and I believe that God has a, you know, has a part to play in that. It's presented in such a way that it doesn't necessarily have to be God, especially if you're reading Jack Canfield's book, or books. You know, he did a lot of, he's the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, and he, you know, has one book that I reviewed that, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's basically every concept, secret, and visualization, and many others. So it's presented in that way, you know, that whatever, some power from your brain is collecting all the people to make these things happen, just because that's, you know, the amazing way we are. Well, you know, God created us that way, and really they're talking about prayer, I think. You know, you might not recognize it as prayer, but that's how I look at it. You know, they talk about telling people what your vision is. You know? You want to be a movie star, a rock star? You want to be a great philanthropist? You want to be a brilliant scientist? You just want to be a saint, the best person you can be. Tell people what you want to be, and they will think and visualize as well, or pray. And that makes it more likely to come true. So that's visualization. I think there's something to that. And that's where it kind of up with the concept of gigogigo. Gigogigo. G-I-G-O. Garbage in, garbage out. If all you do is watch videos and play games where you object of the game is to kill as many people as possible, that's what's going to be in your brain. If you spend a lot of time looking at pornography, that's what's going to be in your brain. If you spend a lot of time contemplating the good things that people have done, thinking about people like Mother Teresa, Florence Nightingale, all the people who have done great things in the world, the good that they do. You spend time thinking about the good you see in your everyday life, you know. That's what's going to be in your brain. That's got to affect your thinking, you know. What's in your brain affects what you do and how you think and what happens in your life. You're going to look at every situation in reflection of what is in your mind. And so you got to be careful what you put in there. Your whole life is that way. Garbage in, garbage out. It's really a computer term. You know, computers only do what they're programmed to do. So if your program is garbage, then that's what you're going to get out of the computer. Garbage. Kind of a negative way to look at things, you know. You can also look at it as good in, good out. I think that's the way I'm going to look at it. It's probably going to rain on me pretty soon here. But I just saw the most beautiful sight probably I've seen in a long time. Golden leaves falling to the ground, catching the sunlight with a dark gray background and wind blowing the trees. Yeah. That's quite a wind. Well, I'm in my car now, but I just wanted to finish this thought. You know, every time I started to talk again, the wind would pick up again. I feel like God is just having a little fun with me today. God is caressing the earth with his invisible hand that we call the wind. Now, if I'd spent the day indoors doing whatever I might have been doing, I would have missed all that. And so I'm glad I didn't. I've been spending a lot of time and mental effort lately trying to figure out what it was that changed my life in the last year, and looking for some big event, you know, some monumental miracle that happened in my life. And, you know, I've come to believe at this point, with all of this thinking, that it wasn't one big event. It was the fact that I took steps to bring the good to me. I came back to this area because I knew I had connections and friends here, and I started connecting with those people. Good people I put in my life for a reason. A lot of people that I could hang out with and make my friends. I come into contact with a lot of people, but I don't do that. I make the choice not to get close to those people and to get close to the people that want what I want, the people that have what I want. And I think that's just caught up with me. I really do. Good in, good out. surround yourself with good things, good people, good activities, good information. And the good will flow into you, and your life will change. I got a fever for good health, good medicine, good diet, and a good life. Good in, good out. I hope you got that fever too. I want you to keep it if you have it. I want you to get it if you don't have it. And I'll talk to you next time.
This is the Paddle Up Podcast Network, paddleupmedia.com.